Okay, today's daf was Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Hey. In yesterday's daf, we learned that according to Rava, there is no difference between using tzadin and tzidate tzadin of a tree. If tzadin are asur, so are tzidate tzadin, and if tzidate tzadin are mutter, so are tzadin. Eisver v'mesharshi l'Rava. So v'mesharshi asks on Rava from a brisa that allows using a basket that hangs on a peg that's attached to a tree, but seemingly would not allow using a basket that hangs directly on a tree. Apparently, according to the brisa, tzidate tzadin is mutter, but tzadin are asur. So Rav Papa hacha bekalkala dechuka askin. Rav Papa answers that the brisa must be speaking about a basket that's very narrow, and the person who tries to take something out of the basket would move the tree if the basket were hanging directly on the tree. It therefore turns out that the brisa only forbids using the tree directly, but studin, and obviously therefore tzidate studin, would really be mutter. V'hilchasat studin asur and tzidate studin mutar. Even though Rava disagrees, we conclude that studin are asur and tzidate studin are mutter. So in leaning a ladder, you have to be very careful not to lean it directly on a tree, but on pegs that are attached to the tree. This is very interesting that it seems that we paskin like Abaye against Rava. Zak the Mishnah. Matirin pakiye amir lefne behemo, umefasvasin as a kipin avaloas hazirin. We can untie bundles of straw in front of an animal and can scatter kipin, but you can scatter kippin for it, but no zirin. The Gemara offers two pshatim what this line means. What are these things? Kippin, zirin. So Rav Huna holds, lemitrach b'uchla trachin l'shvui uchla l'mashvinan. You're allowed to work hard to improve foods, but not to make food. So you can untie and scatter both kippin and pakin, but cannot do the same with zirin. Rav Yehuda holds, shavui uchla mashvinan, mitrach b'uchla lo trachinan. You can make food edible for animals on Shabbos, but are not allowed to work too hard to make food better. That's why we can untie both types of bundles of straw, which in his opinion is pakin and zirin are both types of bundles of straw, but you're not allowed to scatter either one. However, you can untie and scatter kippin. The Gemara raises two questions on Rav Huna. First of all, Tanan, Ein Maraskin Es HaShachas V'Sachruvin L'Fnei Behemel. Mishnah says, you're not allowed to shred fodder of carobs in front of an animal. Presumably the carobs are soft and already edible for the animal, and that proves that we don't work hard to improve food that's already edible. So the Gemara answers, no, we have to be speaking about hard carobs and fodder that are not yet food, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about taking something that's not food and making it food. Second Raya against Rav Huna, Tashma Rabbi Yehuda Mati B'Charuvin L'daka. The Mishnah continues that Rabbi Yehuda allows shredding carobs for a small animal, and that implies that you're not allowed to do it for a large animal. But if Rav Huna is correct that making food is osir, but improving food is mutter, why would shredding carobs only be considered an improvement for a small animal and not for a large animal? After the Gemara initially answers that when the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, not to be confused with the Amora Rav Yehuda, whose Shita we're trying to prove over here, when the Tana Rabbi Yehuda said Daka, he didn't mean a small animal, he meant a large animal, the Daika B'Uchla, that chews its food very well. But then the Gemara rejects that because it says Echad Daka Ve'Echad Gasa, and it leaves the Kasha on Rav Huna unanswered. The Gemara then raises two Kashas on Rav Yehuda. Toshma, mechatchin es hadalun lefnei behemavus and nevei lefnei klavim. You can cut gourds in front of an animal and a carcass in front of a dog. Presumably these foods are soft and edible, and you could still work with them, which is against Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answers that these foods are not soft, but tough and inedible. So the work is in making food, not just improving already edible food. Toshma, the second raya, d'tani Rav Chanan min Ardo mefarchin on tevin v'aspasta. You're allowed to crumble straw and fodder, which are both edible. So the Gemara answers, no, we're speaking of slightly spoiled straw and fodder for young donkeys where the food is not edible for the animals. Zak the Mishnah, Ein ovsin as hagamal v'lodorsin aval mal'itin. A person is not allowed to overstuff a camel with food, but you could put food down its throat. Ein ma'amrin as hagalim aval mal'itin. You can't fatten calves, but you're allowed to put food down their throat. So there are two opinions as to the difference between ma'amrin and mal'itin, between fattening them and putting down their throat. So Rav Yehuda says, hamra'a is stuffing the food to a place where it cannot return. They can't cough it up again. Hal'ata is to a place where the animal can still cough it up. Rav Chisda says, no, in both cases, you stuff it where the food cannot be coughed up again. Hamra just means you do it with a kli, halata means you do it by hand. So the Gemara tries to prove which opinion is correct. Masav Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks, on Rav Yehuda from a brisa that says, mahalkitin umalkitin. It allows two types of feeding chickens, but forbids both methods of feeding for doves. So the two methods of feeding must be referring to stuffing it where the food can come back, and stuffing it where the food cannot come back. We assume that when our Mishnah says hamra'a, it's an even more forceful form of feeding, which must mean that it's it's done with a kli, which is against Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answers that the two forms of feeding are force feeding and throwing food in front of the birds, which means Hamrad in our Mishnah may refer to stuffing the food to a place where it cannot come back. The reason you're not allowed to throw food in front of doves is Ein Mizonos Analecha. They don't rely on us for the food, so we're not allowed to feed them on Shabbos and Yantiv. Similarly, you're not allowed to feed pigs, but you can feed dogs, because we only feed animals that depend on us, and pigs do not depend on us, Rashi explains, because it's usher for a Jew to own a pig. Once we mention pigs and dogs, the Gemara derives from a pasuk that Yodea Kodesh Baruch Hu Bekelev Shemizonos Avuatin Lefichach Shoach Chilasu Bimev Shloshi Yamin. Hashem knows that a dog doesn't get much food, so he made its food stay in its belly for 3 days. That's why Rav Hamnuna recommended feeding stray dogs, provided that you take precautions to make sure it doesn't follow you. Amar Rav Papa, lesta anya mikalba velesta atya mikhazira. There's no poorer animal than a dog, and no richer animal than a pig. Tanya Kavasid Rav Yehuda. We then have a brisa that supports Rav Yehuda that the difference between halata and hamra is whether the animal can bring the food back up. The brisa says so explicitly. The Mishnah had also said, "V'nosin ma'im l'morsin." You're allowed to mix bran with water. That fits very well with Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, who holds that you're not chayv for kneading on Shabbos if we just place both ingredients together, unless you actually knead the mixture. That's the basic chazara of Shabbos Tav Kuf Nun Hei.